Volker and David were good at picking up signals from their partners. First of all, Volker responded positively to David's offer of first names, even though this is not so common in the German-speaking business environment. And Volker also picked up David's signal about his family. This led on to a short exchange of information about their families. And then Volker found out one of David's hobby hot buttons, sailing. Sailing was also a hot button for Volker, which meant he could share David's enthusiasm. Common experiences are powerful relationship builders. Now, of course, we sometimes have to do business with people we don't like, or people we don't fully trust. But it's certainly easier to do business with people you want to be with. And the only way to do this is to make that investment in time and effort in order to build the relationship. Now we come on to the second step, E for exchanging information. In this second stage of the negotiation, one of the key skills we need is the ability to listen attentively and actively. We need to understand our negotiation partner's situation